Today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Tes, and we have three lines from the top of daf Ayin Tes Omer Aleph. So yesterday we began the fifth perek in Masechtas Chulin, perek Oisoy ve'Espinoy, and the perek really hinges on one pasuk in Sefer Vayikra perek Chav Beis pasuk Chav Ches. V'shoyr Oiseh Oisoy ve'Espinoy lo yisishcha tu b'yoymecha. The Torah says that you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its offspring on the same day. We saw Machloikis, Chananya, and the Chacham. When the Torah says, Oisoi the Espinoi, that's clear that Benoi means either the animal's male offspring or its female offspring. The question is, what does Oisoi mean? Does Oisoi mean Dafka, the mother, or does Oisoi, what it usually would mean even the father? Chananya says, Oisoi Vespinoi is Noyig Binekevois, and it's Noyig Beschar. So it doesn't matter if you shecht the father or the mother, either one, if you shecht it together with its child, you're over the Isra of Oisoi Vespinoi. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, Oisoi Vespinoi, Noyig Binekevois, the Enoi Noyig Beschar. Ayat says Oisoi, Ayat says Benoi. So the Gemara brought a Braisa where the Gemara discussed this. Either way, today's daf is going to get into the reason behind the machloikas. At first glance, based on the braisa that the Gemara brought on the bottom of Ayin Chesel and Beis, it would seem to be a question of Mashmoy Starshin, how you darshan that pasuk in Vayikra Perachav Beis. Stating that, the Gemara is going to say that the underlying principle of this machloikas Chananya de Chachamim is actually something very fundamental. It's very yesoidi. It relates to other sugyas, and the Gemara is going to immediately digress to one of those other sugyas that it relates to, and that is the sugya of Kalayim. It's just a little bit of akdama, which will make the daf Be'ezus Hashem flow a little bit more smoothly. And that is, the Gemara is going to suggest that whether or not Oisei Ves Benoi should relate to a father and its offspring, in addition to a mother and its offspring, really depends on choshishin lezeraav or in choshishin lezeraav. So we had a sneak preview of this machloikis in Perek Behema Makasha. And really the machloikis is that we know that a human being has yichos mitzada av, he has yichos mitzada ev. He has a father and a mother, thus he has yichos from two sides. In fact, the yichos that a person has mitzada av is more dominant than the yichus that he has mitzada em. The Gemara says, Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, Mishpachas em ain a kruya mishpacha. It relates to Masechtas Yevamos, ki yeshvu achim yachtov, it means achim and av. It relates to Masechtas Bava Basra, Perek Yesh Neuchlin, as it relates to the laws of Yerusha, to the laws of Nachlas. But a person, being that he has a father and a mother, he has yichus mitzada av, he has yichus mitzada em. An animal also has a father and a mother. Stating that, there's a mandamer that says, ain choshishin lezera av, that when it comes to the yichus, quote unquote, of the animal, we don't take his father or her father into consideration. All we look at is the animal's mother. What the father is or isn't is completely irrelevant as it relates to the status of the child. Thus, in choshishin lezera, of course, there's a father, but we don't care. As it relates to halacha, the father has absolutely no bearing. Mandama that holds choshishin lezerav says no. An animal has a father and a mother, just like a human being has a father and a mother. And just like when it comes to a human being, you have to be choshish for the mother, you also have to be choshish for the zerav. When it comes to an animal, choshishin lezerav says the Gemara that if you're going to tell me that Oisei Vespinoi relates even to a father, it implies, it forces you to accept the fact that when it comes to halacha, choshishin lezerav. Therefore, says the Gemara, Gishmak Chananya that holds Oisei Vespinoi is no. It's because he is chayish lezera. So he says that when it comes to an animal, we look it as having a mother, and it has yichus mitzada av as well. It has a father. So if the Torah says oisei ves benoi, it makes sense. It means the mother and its offspring. It means the father and its offspring. Because chayishin lezera av, the chachamim hold ain chayishin lezera av, and being that the chachamim hold ain chayishin lezera av, it's for that reason that the chachamim hold oisei ves benoi is noyig b'nekevos, but oisei ves benoi is einoy noyig beschar. That's this machloikis choshishin lezerav as relates to the sugya of the day, and that is oisei vespinoi. Stating that, the Gemara is going to digress, and the Gemara is going to relate this machloikis of Chananya de Chacham, which we see now is not a local machloikis, but it's more of a regional, it's more of a global machloikis. It's a machloikis of choshishin lezerav and choshishin lezerav to the halachas of Kalayim. So what's Kalayim? Now really, there's many types of Kalayim. The Torah says in Parshas Kedoshim, it's Vayikra, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Yotes. Yotes, Yotes. As Chukosai Tishmoiru, the Torah says, you have to observe my chukim. Behemtecha loy sarbiya kalayim, sodcha loy sizra kalayim, ubegad kalayim shatnes lo yalola. So the Torah says, as Chukosai Tishmoiru, and then the Torah describes different forms of kalayim. Behemtecha loy sarbiya kalayim. You're not allowed to mate two animals that are of a different species. Sod chalei sizra kalayim. You're not allowed to take seeds of two different types of fruit, for example, and plant them together. And finally, ubeged kalayim shatnes le'ala alecha. You're not allowed to wear a beged that is made up of shatnes. Incidentally, Rashi says that being that the Torah prefaced the isra of kalayim with the words as chukosai tishmoiru, you see from here that the halachas of kalayim are chukim. Lashon Rashi, Elu gzeirus melech she'ein tam l'dov, like we spoke about yesterday. Zoyis chukas ha'Torah ubechukasayim lo yizaleichu, that kalayim falls under the purview of chukim. The Ramban over here argues. The Ramban says it's true that we find that kalayim is considered a chayik, but you only find it with one type of kalayim. Chazal say it's a Torah's kayanim. Es chukosai dvarim she'etzhar mekachrim behem v'masayim mashivin aleim. And what is that? Lefishas shatnes pora aduma v'sara mishtalech. So says the Ramban, it's true you find kalayim mentioned as a chayik, but only a certain type of kalayim. You only find it with regards to levishas kalayim, which is shatnez. But as it relates to behem techalay sabia kalayim, sod chalay sizra kalayim, that's not a chayik. That has a tam. What's the tam? Says the Ramban, a tam. Vatam be kalayim, and he says a whole pshat. But either way, so the Torah says behem techalay sabia kalayim. You're not allowed to take two animals and breed them. The question that the Gemara is going to discuss now, what happens if you have two animals that were already of a mixed breed, for example, and this is really the topic of the daf, a mule. A mule, we know, is a hybrid. It is the offspring of a donkey and a horse. Now, to be more accurate, a mule has a father that's a donkey and a mother that's a horse. So if you take a male horse, a stallion, and you breed it together with a male donkey, and you breed it with a female horse, the offspring is going to be a mule. If you do it in the reverse, if you take a male horse and you breed it with a female donkey, the offspring is what's known as a hinny. A hinny and a mule are not the same thing. Or maybe they are the same thing. And that's precisely what the Gemara is going to talk about right now. And really what it's going to depend on is whether choshen lezera abe in choshen lezera. So look at the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amashmu. We had a machlekes chanayin in the Chachamim. Whether Allah Chavayse Ves Benoy is noyeg only been a kevus or it's noyeg bescharm as well. So Huna Bar Chiya said, I heard in the name of the great Amayru Shmuel. Hilch is like Chananya. Chiddish. Now Allah is like Chananya. Even though Chananya seems to be the Das Yachid, seems to be the Chiddish, it doesn't matter. The Allah is like Chananya, that Oisev Es Benoy is noyeg not only by Nekevos, it's also noyeg by Scharim, which means that the halacha is choshishin lezerav, that we take the father of an animal into consideration when we look at his yichus. Says the Gemara of Azda Shmuel Tame. This is really Shmuel Lashitas. Now we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in the 8th parak of Masechtas Kelayim. Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda says, Hanayladim in Asos, the offspring of a horse, afa pishavim chamar, even if its father is a chamar, also known as a mule, mutarim zebezeh. So the halacha is that all the offspring of horse, a mutter zebezeh, regardless of who the father is. We'll see more accurately in the Gemara what that means. But if you have two animals, one's mother is a chamar, hanilad min hachamar means the mother is a chamar. The other one's mother is a sus. Then the halach is asurim. Then it's not going to be okay for them to mate with each other. That we don't look at the father. And as a result, all we look at is the mother. So if you have two animals, one's mother is a horse, the other's mother is a donkey. We don't care who the father is. The halacha is going to be asurim zebezeh. This is all Shmuel talking. Shmuel said that it's all divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim argue, and they say, "Kol minei prey desachasheim," that all mules are the same. Meaning, anytime you have an animal that comes from a horse and a donkey, it doesn't matter if it's a mule or a hinny. Meaning, it doesn't matter if the father's a donkey and the mother's a horse, and the mother's a mule, or if the father's a horse and the mother's a donkey, a hinny. It's irrelevant. It's always going to be considered the same min, and they're always going to be mutter. Says the Gemara Gishmak. Man, chachamim. Who's the chachamim? Chananya, who Shmuel said. Da'amah, choishish and lezerav. Who holds with chayish lezerav. We take the father into consideration. If you're chayish lezerav, says Shmuel Achidish, that the mule and the hinny are the same thing. Why? Because v'hai bar susi v'chamir, v'hai bar susi v'chamir, kulu chadu mininu, they're all the same. You see, if you chayish lezera'av, so the mule has one parent that's a donkey, and the other parent that's a horse. If you're, the hinny's the same thing. It has one parent like this, one parent like that. At the end of the day, they both have genes coming from a horse and a donkey. Okay, in one case, it's a male and a female. In the other case, it's in the reverse order. We're going to see in the Gemara, they're not the same. A mule and a hinny are very different. But I mean, they're similar, but they're different. There are simone muvhakim that allow you to differentiate between the mule and the hinny. But at the end of the day, from a halacha and hilchis kalayim perspective, being that they both come from a horse and a donkey, at the end of the day, the halacha is going to be their mutar and zebizet. But that's only if you're chayish lezerav. You see, if you're not chayish lezerav, then we don't care about the father. All we care about is the mother. So at the end of the day, the mule's mother is a horse. The hinny's mother is a donkey. They're not the same thing. They're from a different min. And as a result, it's not going to be okay. So what's the va'az de Shmuel v'tame? That's the punchline. Va'az de Shmuel v'tame. Shmuel said that halacha is like Chananya now is so good that oisav es b'no is noig b'scharim. If that's the case, what does it mean? It means v'chayish l'zera'av. Shmuel also said that the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Masechtas Kalayim. And the Chachamim hold that a mule and a hinny, if you make them together, you're not over this a kalayim. Because kol mine predes achasem, all mules, meaning mules and hinnies, are considered the same. And as a result, because they both come from a horse and a donkey, which means we're chayish lezera'av. If Shmuel said that the chachamim hold that kol mine predes achasem, presumably the halacha follows those the chachamim, and those chachamim are chananya. What do you mean? This is oisav es b'no, this is kalayim. Because the underlying principle is the same. It boils down to choshen lezera'av. So it makes sense that Shmuel would paskin like chananya in the sugya of oisav es b'no. If Shmuel said that the chachamim, where the halacha usually follows the chachamim, are of the opinion that choshesh and lezera'av in hilchas kelayim. Either way, so we have over here machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, that's going to take us on to Amid Beis of today's daf, and that is a mule and a hinny. Again, a mule is the hybrid, it's the mixed offspring of a male donkey and a female horse. A hinny is the reverse. It's this mixed breed that has a father that's a horse and a mother that's a donkey. If you mate them together, or if they work together in a field, are you over the Issa Kalayim? Are you not over the Issa Kalayim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we only look at the mother. So as a result, there would be an Issa Kalayim. According to the Chachamim, kol mine predes achasem, and as a result, hay bar susi v'chamru, v'hay bar susi v'chamru, kulu chada minu, mina ninu, says the Gemara, there's not going to be an Issa Kalayim, says the Gemara, ib ma'ilu, mifshab shita le Rabbi Yehuda in chayshem l'zerab, Rabbi Yehuda who was machmer, Rabbi Yehuda who said that no, all you do is you look at the mother, and being that one has a mother, a fed, and the other's mother's an aizel, as a result, you can have an Issa Kalayim. Did Rabbi Yehuda say that with self-confidence? Meaning he was 100% sure that ein chayshish lezerav, or maybe he wasn't 100% sure. He was only mesupik. And therefore, being that he didn't know if chayshin lezerav and ein chayshin lezerav, he wasn't allowed, he had no way to be matter. He said, chumra, I don't know, maybe chayshin lezerav, but maybe ein chayshin lezerav. And on the side of ein chayshin lezerav, that's two different meaning. And as a result, you're going to run into an isekalai. Leman afkimina. What's the difference if he said it b'toras vadai, or if he said it b'toras sofik? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, the mishri pri imayin. Is it okay to mate, for example, a mule with a horse? So you have a male mule with its mother, meaning, or not its mother literally, but with a horse. Is that going to be considered kalayim, or is not going to be considered? If you're going to tell me it's pashatim that echoshim lezera priyameim shari, that it's going to be mutter, because at the end of the day, they're both horses. What do you mean they're both horses? One is a mule. You're right, but ein choshen l'zeraav. So when you look at a mule, you don't look at the fact that its father is a donkey, because there's no yichus mitzad ha'av when you're talking about an animal. All you see is a horse. So a horse and a horse is going to be mutter. But amritz v'kimis afkule. If, however, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't really sure, and it was only l'chumra that he said ein choshen l'zeraav. So over here l'chumra, you'd have to be chayish l'zeraav. Therefore, priyameim is going to be aser, because at least l'chumra, you're going to have to look at the mule as also coming from a donkey, and as a result, you're going to have a problem. Says the Gemara, my meeting Rabbi Yehuda, who said in choshen l'zerav, was it mifshat pshitle in choshen l'zerav? So even though the exact manifestation of Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah Kalayim is a chumra, but if it played itself out at kula, he would have no problem with it either. In other words, a mule, being that its mother is a horse, we look at it as if it's a horse and it can mate with a horse. Or no, spookiness afkul, you only said al chumra, and you always have to go al chumra. So he's machmer, he doesn't allow the mule to mate with the hini, but at the same time, he's also machmer, he also doesn't allow the mule to mate with the horse. The Gemara Tashma, Rehuda Aimer, Kadaladim, and Asos, Afabish Avim, Chamor, Mutarim, Zabazar. Rehuda said that any offspring of a horse, even if the father is a chamor, always mutter. Hey, Chidam, what did he mean when he said all offspring of a horse are mutter Zabazar? Chamor. Did he mean to say two mules, a male mule and a female mule, are allowed to mate? Tzricha l'meimer. Do you need Rabbi Yehuda to tell me that it's pasha? What's the shaila? They're the same exact thing. El alav davu dahay sos, davu dahay chamor. Rabbi Yehuda was probably coming to say a chiddush. Kol hanoy lodem en asos. Even if one of them comes a sos, ben benoishol sos, meaning it's a sus from both sides, and the other one is only a sus from one side, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's miktani mutar zebazet. That's probably the chiddush. So isn't it mefurish in Rabbi Yehuda? It's not mefurish in Rabbi Yehuda. But if you want Rabbi Yehuda to be telling me some nayas, if you want him to be telling me some chiddush, some news, then this is probably what he's coming to tell me. I'm with the So you see that he said it even lekula, that it's okay for a mule to mate with a horse. The Gemara says, it could be really when Rabbi Yehuda said that kol ha'neilodim en asus afa pishavim chamor mutarim zebezeh, he meant to say it's the exact same thing. He meant to say a mule and a mule. That's what he was referring to. Udikam etzrich l'meimar. Ah, you asked me a question. What's the chiddush? No, I'll tell you the chiddush. Mal d'teima, I would have thought osi tzad etzus mishnamish betzad chamor. Betzad chamor mishnamish betzad sus. Kamash one. At the end of the day, a mule is a partial donkey, and it's a partial horse, if you want to break it down. And as a result, you would think that being that you're never allowed to mate a horse and a donkey, so therefore there should be asur as well. Because even though they both have a tzad chamor and a tzad sus, but maybe the tzad chamor of this animal is going to mate with the tzad sus of that animal, and vice versa. Oh, excellent. And as a result, it should be a problem. Kamash bolan, that's the chiddush. It's not going to be a problem. Tois asks a kasha. Second Tois is on the Amid. He says, I don't even understand the kamash bolan. I mean, the Gemara wasn't sure what the chiddush is. I don't even understand the punchline. I don't understand the Kamash Malan. Why? Because we know there's a halacha of a chatzi eved and a chatzi mincher. How do you become a chatzi eved, chatzi mincher? You're not born that way. So you become a chatzi eved, chatzi mincher. If somebody's a full-fledged eved Kanani, he was owned by two partners. One of the partners freed him. So now he's a chatzi eved because one partner still owes him. He's also a chatzi mincher because one of the two partners freed him. So the halacha is that a chatzi eved, chatzi mincher is not allowed to get married, says the Gemara. He can't marry a bas chayrin because he's a chatzi eved. He can't marry a shivcha because he's a chatzi mincher. Should he not get married? The Shevis Yitzar. The kash is, why can a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin marry a chatzi shifya, the chatzi bas chayrin? They're in the same exact plight. They're in the same exact predicament. So it's perfect. It's a match made in heaven. So let them get married. You're also a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. Perfect. So you have a shidduch. But the Gemara says it doesn't work. It's a Gemara Mesechta Chagigah that a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin can't marry a chatzi shifcha, the chatzi bas chayrin. Why not? So the Gemara says, because being that each person has a tzad cheirus and a tzad avdus, the tzad avdus of this one is going to run into problems with the tzad cheirus of the other, and vice versa. And as a result, each person's tzad avdus and each person's tzad cheirus. I mean, you don't look at it as a perfect 50-50 split. Oh, wow, the numbers work out. Everything is going to be fine. Now, each one has a tzad avdus. Each one has a tzad cheirus. Therefore, you're going to have an issue. So, Frey Toisvis, that maskana in Chagiga Dabez Amin Beis is the diametric opposite of the maskana in this Gemara right here. Here, the Gemara says clearly that it's okay for a mule to mate with a mule. the male and the female. Why? Each one is has a tzad chamor and a tzad sus, but at the end of the day, they both are misusya the chamra, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. And over here, when it comes to the chatzia of the chatzim and churin, it is a problem. And Tosfos says a very posh the teretz. Tosfos says very different. The difference is a mule is a min b'fnei atzmai. When you look at a min right now, the kamash malon of the Gemara is that I don't see a chatzi chamor and a chatzi sus. I see a barrier of ifnei atzmai. What I see is a mule. And as a result, a mule is a min bifnei atzmai. So if you have a mule and another mule, there's no problem. It's not going to be an isekal line. The chatzi evit, chatzi ben chayrim doesn't become a min bifnei atzmai. It's not something that's tied into his DNA. It's not genetic. It's just his halachic status. At the end of the day, he's a shtikal ben chayrim. He's a shtikal ben evit. When the Torah says that that it's usher for someone to marry an evit, it means it's usher to marry even a chatzi evit. It's usher to marry even a shtickle of it. But regardless, Tosfos says that, and this is the punchline as relates to our sugya, that the point that the Gemara is saying in the Kamash, it's a very fundamental Havamina and Kamash Malan. Meaning, the Kamash Malan is that we look at the mule as a min b'fnei atzma. We don't look at the mule as a chatzi sus and a chatzi chamar. We look at it as the chatzi of the chatzi ben chayrim. We look at it as a chatzi of the chatzi ben chayrim. As a result, he still has a chatzi evid. He's still a chatzi ben chayrim. Thus, he's also to get married even to a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chayrim. As relates to the mule, that's not the way we look at it. And as a result, Kamash Malan, it's going to be mutter. But either way, we're in the middle of a cheshbon. The cheshbon is, the Gemara is trying to figure out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who was Machmer? Rabbi Yehuda said a mule and a hini are considered kalayim. Did Rabbi Yehuda say it le chumrah? Because Sfukes Misafkaluhu, he had a tzad that ain't choshen lezerav. If ain't choshen lezerav, all we look at is the mother. The mule's mother is a horse, the hini's mother is a donkey. And as a result, they're two completely different meaning, and therefore he was Machmer. But he didn't know for sure that Ein Choshen L'Zera'av. So to the extent that Ein Choshen L'Zera'av would play itself out as a kula, over there he would be Chayesh L'Zera'av. What's the Hechi Temtso, where it played itself out as a kula? According to Rabbi Yehuda, is it okay for a mule whose mother is a horse to mate together with a horse? Is that considered kalayim, or is it not considered kalayim? If you're in chayshish and lezeraaf, even lekula, then it's going to be mutter. But if it's only lechumra that he's not chayish lezeraaf, over here the chumra would be to be chayish lezeraaf. To say that they're two different meaning. One is a mule, one is a horse. That's the Gemara Shaila. Says the Gemara Toshmari. Who then says, pray the shetava, a prayda that was toivea, tashmish, ein marvia, no leo, loy sus, veloy chamar. You can't be marvia, not a sus or a chamar. Now, what's a preda? A preda, in the Gemara's terminology, is either a mule or a hini. So either its mother's a horse or its mother's a chamar. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say? This is Rabbi Yehuda talking, right? This is the Zelber Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? E marvin ole, loy sos, veloy chamar, elamina, says the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda held, for sure, in choshen lezerav, thus, even a kula. So it's mutter to take a preda and to mate it with the min of its mother, lirvala, mina di'ima. So why can't you be marvia, this animal, together with his mother? So the Gemara says, lo yadina mina di'ima manino. It's talking about, well, you don't know who the mother was. But the Gemara says, how could you say you don't know who the mother was? The only way you would not know who the mother is if you don't know exactly what this animal is. V'ho ela mina k'tani. And the Braisa says, you could mate it with its min. Doesn't that suggest you know what it is? If you don't know what it is, what does it mean you can mate it with its min? So if you know what it is, you know what its mother is. So why does it say, e marvia no le? Ima should be okay. So the Gemara says, this is where you read the price. You're right, you have to change the gears in the price. The point is talking about, well, you don't know what it is, being that you don't know what it is, therefore it's aser completely. It's aser with a sus, it's aser with a chamar, and it's even aser b'mina. Why? Not because halachically it's aser b'mina. Halachically, it could be even be mutter with its mother, because maybe ein choshen lezerav even the kula. The reason it's aser in this case is because we just don't know what it is. Frank the Gemara, v'liv dek b'simanim. If you don't know, why don't you just look? Amar Abaya. Abaya gave us simanim to know the difference between a mule and a hini. He said, avi kale, if it has a thicker voice, bar chamra, it means its mother is a horse. It's a mule. Sniff kale, if it has a softer voice. Bar susya. V'amar Rapapa said, Rav Ravon Udne, if it has big ears. V'zutra gnufse, and has a small tail. Bar chamya, means the mule. Zutra Udne, small ears. V'rab gnufse, and a larger tail. Bar susya. Either way, aren't there simonim? So the Gemara says, Zachem, my skin, you're right. You have to make an akimta in the braisa. The akimta is be lemes. We're talking about a mule or a hinny. We don't know. That was an ilemes that couldn't make noise. As a result, you couldn't use the simon of its coil. The gidemes. And also, it was a gidemes. It didn't have a tail. So if it didn't have a tail, there's no way to know based on that. My havialo. What's the bottom line? Everybody's moida that it's not okay to mate this hybrid offspring together with its mother. Meaning, a mule is usher together with a horse. A hinny is usher together with a donkey. And everybody said it. Everybody said it. I mean, the Rabbanon for sure said it. Because Rabbanon achai shel zerav. So, according to the Rabbanon, of course a mule is going to be usher with a horse. A horse, both its parents are horses. A mule, one parent is a horse, one parent is a donkey. If you chai shel zerav, it's not the same min. It's not the same min. Of course, you're being over the loisa saying the Torah, bab the chalais rabbi akalai. The question is Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda is not chai shel zerav, and Rabbi Yehuda only looks at the mother, so a mule and a horse are the same. Because a mule's mother is a horse, and a horse's mother is a horse. And what did Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua say? Hakol moidin. Everybody. What's hakol lasuye? Lasuye mai, lasuye Rabbi Yehuda holds that bepriya me'em sha'as. Oh, shma mina, it must be. Svuki mesafkule. That when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah Masechtas Kalayin, ein chosh lezerav, he wasn't really sure. And it was only lechumra that he said ein chosh lezerav. But at the same time, lechumra, he would be chayish lezerav. So lechumra, ein chosh lezerav, a mule and a hini are considered kalayin. Because L'chumra, I'm worried that maybe when Achai Shel Zera'av, so one is a horse, the other one is a donkey, because all we look at is the mother. But at the same time, L'chumra, I am Achai Shel Zera'av. So therefore, a mule is going to be usher with a horse, a hinny is going to be usher with a donkey. The reason is, even though they have the same mother, but L'chumra, I'm Achai Shel Zera'av, and therefore you're going to have an issue. One more Gemara, Amalei Rav Abba D'Shamoy, Kimailasli Kudnaisa Berispik, he said that when you're going to take two animals to push my wagon. So, you know, you're going to say, oh, this is a mixed breed of a horse and a donkey, and that's a mixed breed of a horse and a donkey, so they're both the same. So Rab Abba told the Shammai, no, B, you should analyze it. Investigate it a little bit more carefully. I want you to make sure that they're exactly the same. Meaning, don't take a mule and a hinny and use them together. Make sure it's two mules or two hinnies. Why? Alma Kosovar, you see, number one, that he holds, Ein Choshen L'Zerav. You don't look at the Zerav, and as a result, they're not one and the same. Because they're both defined based on what their mother is. So one is a horse, and the other one is a donkey. So you have to be careful. Additionally, he holds the simonim deiraisa. You see another thing. You see that he must hold simonim as deiraisa. Meaning you can rely on the simonim. Because what did Rav Abba tell Shammai? He told him, ki ma'ailasli kudnaisa berispik. That's Aramaic. Ayin lahanuch tadami lahadadi. He said, look very careful. What do you mean, look very carefully? Listen, pay attention to its voice, look at its tail. Meaning, Abba was comfortable with the analysis, with the simonim telling him whether it's a mule or whether it's a hinny. So you see, for me, you can rely on simonim. And if you can rely on simonim in this case, it must be simonim deiraisa. And the top Rashi over here is very interesting. Rashi is something that the Achronim discuss, and the Rishonim as well, in very great detail. And that is, says Rashi, the simonim deiraisa, this is a very important Gemara. You know why? Because throughout Shas, you find the Shiloh, whether simonim deiraisa and simonim or simonim adarabonim. And Rashi sends us to one sugya, in Elu Metzias, Daf Chav Zayin Amanav. We know the halach is, if somebody finds an Aveda and there's a simon, so, chayv lahachris, can't keep it. Number one, chayv lahachris. And number two, the halacha is that if somebody comes and he presents the simon, the halacha is that he gets to take the avod. And there's a shayla in the Gemara, whether simonim adereisa or simonim adereabon. Says Rashi, this sugya, when the Gemara says, kamash malon simonim adereisa, this is a raya that simonim are always adereisa. Even in Perek Elam Metzias, you see from this sugya that simonim adereisa. And Rashi says, very gishmak. And why? It's just like the Gemara had a tzad in Elam Metzias that Simonim Adarabanan. Maybe here's Simonim Adarabanan as well. So he says no. In Perek Elam Metzias, we're discussing Choshen Mishpo, we're discussing money. Money, it could be Simonim really don't work Midei Raisa. Aye, there's a halacha that if somebody presents a simon, he gets the lost object, he gets the Aveda. It could be that's all rabbinical in nature, and the Rabbanim have a right, they have a gerecht
to go ahead and to say that even though maybe this is not Reuven's, still give it to Reuven based on the clause of Hefker Bez than Hefker. So it's not a right that Simon Madei writes. But over here we're dealing with this of a Hefker. It's a question of a Pasuk in the Torah. It's a question of Behem Techalos Arbiya Kalayim. There's no Hefker Bez than Hefker over here. Am I allowed to use these two animals together in my field? Can I make these two animals or not? This is a Shiloh of Kalayim. It's not a question of Chosh and Mishpat. And still you find that you can rely on the Simon. Must be Simon Madei Raisa. Bishloim says Rashi in Eil Metzias. Maybe Simon Madei really only Midrash Banan. And if Simon Madei Banan, still it works because of Hefker Bez. But over here there's no Hefker Bez. An Hefker. And if that's the case, says Rashi, when the Gemara says that Alma Kosova, you see from Rabbi Abba, Ein Choshen Lezer Ab, number one, and number two, Simonim Deiraisa, this Simonim Deiraisa has ripple effects throughout Shas. It even affects Perek Eilu Metzias, meaning based on this Gemara, Simonim would be the Deiraisa in Perek Eilu Metzias. The Raj, the Ramban, and the Rabban, and the Ran are both Matmi and Rashi. They ask Rashi, "Mechatesi Simonim Luchud v'Simonim Luchud." How did Rashi know when the Gemara said Alma Kosova Simonim Dairaisa? In this sugya right here, where we're discussing the Simonim of the voice and the tail of a mule and a hini, that if you see you can rely on these Simonim, the Ilchas Kalayim, that's a right that Simonim are always Dairaisa. Maybe as it relates to this sugya or these particular Simonim, these are good Simonim, thus Simonim Dairaisa. When it comes to Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Eilu Metzias, maybe over there Simonim is not going to be Deiraisa. And the Rishonim asked, very good. Rishonim asked, very good. They asked from a Gemara that we had in Perik, Eilu Treifis, where the Gemara discussed that there's a simen, there's a way to know whether a bird is kosher or not kosher. And it's based on its eggs. So a kosher egg has a certain simen, and a non-kosher has a not kosher simen. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, why can't you just rely on these Simonim? Right, Oifis, today we need a Mesaira, it's so complicated. Why is it so complicated? All those sugyas of Dairis, Einoi Dairis, Kurkava, Nikla, such hard Gemaras, Sipa, right, Rosh Tevis, the acronym. But the point is, why is it so complicated? Just look at the eggs. Let it lay an egg and you'll figure out based on the egg. And the Gemara said, Alma Kasav Asimonim, Lab Dairaisa. So Freik the Ramban, is anyone going to tell you the Avastiris Asugyas? I have a Gemara, and then the Perak Eilu Treifis that says Simonim is Lab Dairaisa. And here I have a Gemara, in Perak Oisei Das Benoi, 2 weeks later, in Daf Yoimi, where the Gemara says Simonim is Dairaisa. It's Asteros. No, what kind of kash is that? Then we're discussing one type of simen, the simen of the egg of an oif tahar versus an oif tameh. And over here we're discussing the simen of a mule versus a hini. It's two different simonim. So with regards to those simonim, simonim lav deiraisa. With regards to these simonim, simonim are going to be deiraisa. Either way, say the Rishonim, I don't understand how Rashi had a right to say that if the Gemara's maskana here is that Rab Abba held that these simonim are deiraisa, that it necessarily means that it's going to have an impact on the sugyas and mesechtes bava mitzvah. It's interesting that there's a tshuva from the Noi Debihu. There's actually a few tshuvas from the Noi Debihu where he discusses this. And the reason that the Gedolei HaPoskim would discuss this sugya so much is probably not because they were asked Ashavas Avedus Shailos. I mean, they were asked that too. But not a lot of Ashavas Avedus Chuvas and Chuvas Noid Behuda. It's because the halachas of Simonim affect Agunas as well. Because one of the places that you find the sugyas of Simonim in Shas is in the end of the very end of Mesachtes Yevamos, the very, very last few dafin of Mesachtes Yevamos, that talks about Isha Shalach Bailu Medina Sayyam. And now we're trying to figure out with it. We haven't heard from the husband in years. We don't know what happened to him. And now a witness comes, Medina Sayyam, and he says that I saw a man, I saw his corpse. And we're trying to figure out, is it her husband or is they're not her husband. So we use Simonim. So it's one of the places where Simonim comes. So there's a lot of discussion in the Gedolei HaPoskim in the Aguna Tshuvas. So these were Tshuvas that were Oimdim Berumo Shalaylam, where the Poskim got involved in Simonim. And it's a very big question. Simonim Deiraisa LaHalacha or Simonim Lav Deiraisa? The Rambam Shita is that Simonim Lav Deiraisa. That's what the Rambam paskins. And the Medvi Yehuda Tshuva was Matmi on the Rambam from this sugya. He says it's Mefurish HaSugya. Chulun Ayin Tes that the Gemara comes out Simonim Deiraisa. So how could the Rambam paskins Simonim Lav Deiraisa? Maybe based on the sugyas in Eilu Metzias and based on the sugyas in Soif Yevamos, maybe Simonim Lav Deiraisa. But here I have a Mefurish HaGemara. Rabbi Abba said it and nobody seemed to argue. So based on that, shouldn't it be Mashma that Simonim are the Eraisa? So in one of the tshuvas with the Neid Yehuda discusses his kash on the Rambam Shita, Neid Yehuda's son, who wrote Hagoyis, on the side of Shailos Tshuvas Neid Yehuda, he says it's pasha that the Tatas kasha is predicated on Rashi's Mahalach in the sugya. Where Rashi said that this Shail of Simonim de Eraisa is not only negeya this sugya right here, but it's negeya really all the sugyas that talk about Simonim. But maybe the Rambam held like the Ramban. Maybe the Rambam held like the Ran. He held that this is a special sugya, just like the sugya that discusses the eggs of an Oif Tar versus an Oif Tameh. That's a separate sugya. Maybe there's also a separate sugya. And as a result, says the Bnoi Shel Hanoi de Yehuda, he doesn't think that this is the sushtal. Just one other ha'ara, just to go through this quickly, and that is, so we're discussing over here a mule and a hinni, which are this hybrid, this mixed, this offspring of a mixed breed of a horse and a donkey. And the Gemara discussed in its shaklev attire, do we look at it as one min? Do we look at it as two different minim, specifically as it relates to the halachas of Kalayim? Reb Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva, in Igris Moshe, a Rechaim Chelik Beis, Simen Nun Ches, was sent to Shaila. The Shaila that he was presented with was a nectarine, which the Shaila told Reb Moshe is a cross between a peach and a plum. Now the truth is, it's not clear that that's really what it is. But those were the facts that were presented to Reb Moshe. Really, Reb Moshe's shuva has nothing to do with that, it's serious. But that was the Shaila. The Shaila was a nectarine, or any fruit that's a cross between other fruits, as it relates to Shechiyanu. So you know, if you eat a new fruit for the first time in Yud Beis Chodesh, you make a bracha. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh. Of Rosh Hashanah night fame. So that's the halacha. You're supposed to make a Shechiyanu. So this question was, if somebody made a Shechiyanu on a peach, and somebody made a Shechiyanu on a plum, and now... Don't look it up. And now somebody made, and now he's eating a nectarine. So do you make a Shechiyanu on the nectarine, or do you not make a Shechiyanu? On the one hand, you made it on the two minim that really make up this cross. So as a result, maybe you don't have to make a Shechiyanu. Maybe not. Maybe you should look at it as a mimbif neya. And the reverse as well. What if you made a Shechiyanu on this cross? You made a Shechiyanu on the nectarine. Does that pater the peach? Does that pater the plum? Or does it not? So the Shoyl told Reb Moshe, "Have a gishmak at Tzushta." He said, "His Tzushta is Toisvus in Masechtus Chulin Daf Ayin Tesam and Aleph." Toisvus said a chiluk. The Toisvus we spoke at earlier between a chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin and between a mule. See, he said a chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin hasn't it a chatzi evet hasn't it a chatzi ben chayrin. But a mule, being that it's a cross, it's this hybrid. The way we look at it is not as a chatzi sus and a chatzi chamar. The Gemara said it according to Reb Yehuda, or Toisvus said it according to Reb Yehuda. But rather, the way that you look at it is a min b'fnei atzma. It's a new min. So if it's a new min, it's a mule, not a chatzi sus chatzi chamar, and that's why a mule and a mule is mutter. You're not worried about the tzad sus and the tzad chamar, because we look at it now as a new min. If that's the case, you look at it as a new min, so it's a new min with regards to the brach of Shechiyanu as well. Either way, Reb Moshe wrote a beautiful tshuva, and Reb Moshe says that really the starting point of this shaila is a machlokes achrayin, a machlokes apoiskim that the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchis Brachos Simen Reish Chafes of Katan Dalet. The Mechaber says in Beruch Shechiyanu al Shirzish, Kishayoichal Gindish, Chayzim Mavarach Shechiyanu. I'm not exactly sure what these things are, but basically these are two foods that are very, very similar to each other. They're from the same min. The Ramah says, Vehim Kishnei Mine Gudgonioys, Kigoin Vankshil, the Kirshin, the Cholkayoitzim. Shmuel talks about a little bit of a simpler case. If you have white figs and black figs, so if you made a Shechiyanu on one, do you make a Shechiyanu on the other or not? And from the Shulchan Aruch it would seem the answer is you do. In Beirach Shechiyanu al Shirzish, Kesheyoich al Gindish, Chayuzu Mavarach Shechiyanu. Stating that, the Mishnah Berurah brings that not everybody agrees with that. Ubebir hagrom efakfik v'chol zeh. V'docha rayoy seyen, umashma, shedaitoy, dekivon shebeetzem hu min echot, dai b'mashe Beirach, b'pam rishoyno. V'chem b'sefer marg, tzeh hevi b'shem ovo v'cham tzvi, gam ken ke'en zeh mamish. So Mishnah Berurah says it's a shayla. So if you have white figs and you have black figs, whether or not you make a Shechiyanu, it's not so clear. So says Reb Moshe that really at first glance it would seem like it could be this would be a tzushtal. Because it seems that when it comes to Shechiyanu, there's a more fundamental question. When you have two fruit that are a little bit the same min, but not completely the same min, how does it play itself out as it relates to Shechiyanu? Do you make a new bracha, or do you not make another bracha? But then Reb Moshe says a very gishmak as far. He says, at the end of the day, why do you make a Shechiyanu when you have a new fruit? What's the point? But why do we make a Shechiyanu? We make Shechiyanu so often. What's the rest of the story? What's the idea of a Shechiyanu? You make a Shechiyanu when you're besimcha. That's really what a Shechiyanu is. It's Leil Yom Kippur, and you're so besimcha that it's a Yom Slicho Mechila, so besimcha rabba, you say Shechiyanu v'kimadu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, it's Chanukah, it's Gishmak. So you make a bracha of a Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is always something that you make when you're besimcha. Just to give you one example of this. The first halach in Simen Reish Chafeh, Haroyes Chaveir L'ach Shloishim Yoyim, somebody sees his friend, he hasn't seen him in 30 days, and now 30 days pass, he meets him, Oymer, he says Shechiyanu. After 12 months, months? Mavarech mechayames. A lot of raid on that. Says the mechaber, when is this true? When do you make a shechayonu if you haven't seen your friend in over 30 days? V'hu shechaviv olav harbe? V'sameach b'riyasa. It has to be somebody you really like and you're really, really happy and joyous that you're seeing him right now. If you're not besimcha, you don't make a shechayonu. Why not? Because the yisoid of shechayonu is simcha. So if you're besimcha, you're going to make a shechayonu. So it says, Ramosha, the reason you make a shechayonu on a new fruit is because Chazal said that there's a simcha that a person has when he eats a new apple. This is a new fruit. There's a simcha. So he says, really, when we ask ourselves whether you make a shechayonu on this cross fruit, if you already made it on the peach and you made it on the plum, so what about the nectarine in Ramosha's example? So do I make the bracha now? He says, really, the question is not lundis. This is not a question in a sugya, in a toisvis and chulin daf ayin tesam and aleph. It's like the chatzi, yevet chatzi ben chayrin, or is it like the mule? That's not the shayla. The shayla is from a das balabayas perspective. The question is from a loshem ben yadam. Are people the simcha? Do they view it as a new fruit, or do they not view it as a new fruit? The reality is you view it as a new fruit. It's a different type of fruit. I mean, that's a little bit different, so it's for that reason, says Rav Moshe, I think as it relates to Shechayonu, it would make more sense you should make a Shechayonu. Stating that, Rav Moshe says, Avla ani mesupik betan. I'm not so sure. I have a different reason. The Ulai, listen to this. The Kivan Shepriza Baal Yidei Yisr. How do you have a cross fruit? How do you have it? You have to take the seed of two different fruits and you have to mix them together. You're not allowed to do that. Sodchalis, that's something you're not allowed to do. It could be like Shaykh Lavarich Shechayonu, Lira's Priza. Because what Shechayonu? I'm so besimcha, I see this fruit. Shehu Nidma, it looks a little like Kimavarchim Shezachinu Lira's Sheikha Evre Havera. It looks like you're making a bracha, besimcha. You're so excited. Because you see, somebody was over Nebuch, this is what the world's come to, that you have this fruit that is a cross between two fruits. So he says, I think that's a reason not to do it. And then he tells Sue, there's a whole shayla with an Esra Gamurkev. Right? Could you use an Esra Gamurkev or not? So there's a Lavush that says you're not allowed to use an Esra Gamurkev. Most Poiskim hold you are allowed to. So you see, you're allowed to make a bracha. You can make it on the Tilos Lulav on an Esra Gamurkev. So what's the difference? He says, this is different. Here we're making a Shechayonu. The Shechayonu, which is about simcha, to relate a bracha that fundamentally has to do with simcha to a murkav, to something that comes from an over averus. That was the sensitivity that Ramosha said. So at first glance, what's the halacha with this cross fruit? It sounds like it's a nice susha. That's what the shayla told him. So first thing Ramosha said, really could be telling the machlekes of poiskim with the white fruit and the black fruit. But at the end of the day, he says, I can tell you a svara why for sure you should make a shechayonu, and I can tell you a svara why you for sure should not make a shechayonu. A svara you should for sure make a shechayonu is all about simcha. It's about simcha. People perceive it as being a different fruit. If it's perceived as being a different fruit, then maybe you should make a shechayonu. But as far as to say fakert is, at the end of the day, shechayonu is related to simcha. You're making a bracha, a simcha related bracha, for something that's a product of an avera. It doesn't feel right. Either way, zok to Gemara, another brisa. So this is meinyan leinyan. The laws of Oysev Esbenoi, Noyeg Bikalai. We saw that right in the beginning of the parak. Ubikfi. So some people pronounce it as Koi. Yeshiva, it's a Kvi. So, Vashteitzach, we're going to call it a Kvi. So either way, Oysev Esbenoi, Noyeg Bikalayim. Ubikfi. Rebbe Eliezer says, no. Kalayim, Haba, Mino Ezo, Mino Rachel. Oysev Esbenoi, Noyeg. So if you have an animal that's Kalayim, in that it came from an Eiz and a Rachel, a goat and a sheep, there you have the laws of Oysev Esbenoi, but Kvi, but as it relates to this, Kvi ain't Oysev Esbenoi Noi, but there you don't have the halachas of Oysev Esbenoi. Amrav Chizda is Oki Shenechel by Rebbe Lezer V'Chachamim. So we have a machloikis here, Rebbe Lezer V'Chachamim, where the Oysev Esbenoi is Noi B'Kvi, right? What the Chachamim say? Oysev Esbenoi Noi B'Kvi, U'Kvi. Rebbe Lezer says, yeah, Kalayim, I agree, but Kvi ain't Oysev Esbenoi Noi B'Kvi. Meaning, it's a machloikis, Rebbe Lezer V'Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you have the laws of Oysev Esbenoi by this Kvi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, you don't have the halachas of Oysev Esbenoi. Amrav Chizda is out. So we need a definition. What exactly is this kviz? So this is an animal that's the offspring of a tayosh, that's a male sheep, and a tzvia, which is a female deer. Now, why is this different than what we were discussing on Amud Aleph? For example, a chamor and a sus. The reason, or different than what Rabbi Eliezer said he agrees with, which is Kalayim Haba Min Ha'ez or Min HaRachel, is because over here, one of the parents of this animal are a behemah, A tayish is a behema. The other one is a chaya. When the Torah talks about the halach of oiseh v'esbenoi, it says very clearly, the shor oiseh v'esbenoi le'sishkutu b'yoymecha. It has to be at the very least a behema. If it's not a behema, you're not going to have the halach of oiseh v'esbenoi. So the question over here is when you have an animal where one of its parents are a behema, the other of its parents are a chaya, it could be you don't have the halach of oiseh v'esbenoi. Or maybe you do. I mean, on the one hand, one of its parents are a behema, but again, and one of its parents are a chaya. So Chizda said, what's the case of a kfish? This is the offspring of a tayosh, and it says, are we talking about where the male was the behema and the female was the chaya? The yolda. And now it had a child, and you shechted the mother, who's the tzviya, and the child. It's poshit. Everybody's going to agree in this case is no oisav esmenot. Because Vam Rav Chizda himself said, this is all Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda himself said, Hakom Maida Behiyu Tzviya, if she herself is a chaya, ubenot tayosh, shepater. And the reason is, Seo b'nai Amar Achmana, v'lai tzviya b'nai. Because at the end of the day, the mother is not a cross. The mother is a tzviya. The mother's a regular deer. So at the end of the day, you took a deer and you shechted it with its child that's a hybrid. Its pashut is not going to be oiseh v'esbenoi, Rav Chizda said. Because it says shor oiseh, and the words of shor oiseh are referring to the mother, or father, but it's referring to the mother, oiseh v'esbenoi, le'sishchutu b'yaymechad, for sure the mother, and therefore, in this case, where the mother is a deer, which is a chaya, it's pashut, you're not going to have the halacha of oiseh v'esbenoi. Ella, so you're going to tell me that what Rav Chizda was referring to, where he said there's a machloikis, Rav Eliezer and the Chacham, it's not hakol moedim. Where there's a machloikis is in the reverse case. B'tzvi ha-balat yosha, where the father is the deer, and the mother is the sheep. V'yolda, v'kashach al bra, so he shechted this sheep, the tiyosha, together with his child. The problem is that can't either be the machloikis. Because again, Rav Chizda talking. From Rav Chizda, how come I to be a tiyosha b'na? Everyone agrees. Tzvi shechayiv. That everyone agrees. The halach is going to be chayiv. And the reason is because se amar achmana ubnei kolduhu. Because when the Gemara, when the Torah talks about shorei se, it only says it about the mother. So in this case, the mother is a tiyosha. The b'nai is this. We don't care about it. It just says ubnei. The whole shayla of oisei v'esbenoi, behema, chaya, what if it's a cross? This is all on the mother level. It was never said on the child level. V'shayr oisei is referring to the mother. Oisei v'esbenoi, benoi is koldu. Doesn't matter what the child. So it says the Gemara Marav Shach. Rav Chizda himself said, there's no machloikis, hakol moedim, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, all the Tanaim agree. Everybody was in agreement that really all you have to do is look at the mother. Which means that what's this whole shayla of a kvi? The kvi comes from a mix of a sheep and a deer. So what's the mother? If the mother is a deer, then it's for sure not oisei v'esbenoi. If the mother's a sheep, and the mother's a behema, then the for sure is oisei v'esbenoi. Says the Gemara, lo'olam b'tiyosha b'latzviya. What you have to say is it's talking about where a tiyosh was b'latzviya. V'yolda bas, and they had a child, a daughter, u'bas yolda ben. Now there's enoch already. And now the bas was yolda ben. V'kashach alolam b'ra, it's very simple. And you shechted the bas, which is the kvi, that's the koi, and its child. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold Choshish in Lezera Ha'af, that Yechayish Lezera Ha'af. As a result, this mother, who is the child of a Tiyosh and a Tzviya, is considered a Seh. Because even though it's only a Miktsas Seh, because it only has nichos from one side as a seh, but seh afilo miktsah seh, that's enough. And being that choshen lezerav, it has a miktsah seh, because the father was a tiyosh. Rabbi Eliezer saw the ain choshen lezerav, v'aseh afilo miktsah seh le'amrina. You don't even have a miktsah seh, because all you look at is the mother. I mean that all you look at is the mother, you look at this kvi as being the mother. Meaning, if the mother is a tzvi, for sure there is no oisei v'esbenoi. If the mother is a tiyosha, for sure there is oisei v'esbenoi. Where's the shayla? The shayla is where the mother is the kvi. The mother is the kai. The mother is the offspring of the deer and of the sheep. And the shayla specifically was, where it was the father that was the behema. And that's pashit, that as long as one sad, one part of the yichus of this behema is a behema, that would be enough to have oisei v'esbenoi. Because se'a amar achman v'afilu miktsaseh, that's a chiddush, but that's what the Gemara says, that certainly would be enough. The question is, do you have a miktsaseh? If you're chayish l'zerav, you have a miktsaseh. If you're not chayish l'zerav, you don't have a miktsaseh. So at the end of the day, says the Gemara, this machloikis Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim, it's the same machloikis that we had on Amud Aleph, it's machloikis Chananya the Chachamim, whether oisei v'esbenoi is noig b'scharim, also or only b'nekevis, it's machloikis Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim, that Mishnah Masechtas Kalayim with the mules and the Hinnis. This is the Shaila, says the Gemara. If that's the case, at the end of the day, the Machloikas Reb Lezer and the Chachamim is the same exact Machloikas as Chananya and the Chachamim. It boils down to Choshen Lezerav, Ein Choshen Lezerav, the Lifloik, but Choshen Lezerav, but look at the Chananya Rabbanon. So why wasn't that Machloikas? Chananya and the Chachamim are discussing a very, very simple, the most basic, elementary, day-to-day, practical, halachal maisa, nafgamina of the shayla, choshel zerav, ein choshel zerav. If you choshel zerav, oisav es menoy is noyik even with the father of the animal. If you're not choshel zerav, it's only noyik by the mother. Very straightforward, tachlis machloikas. The machloikas, Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim, whether choshel zerav is ein choshel zerav, is a very far-fetched case. It's a case where you made it a male sheep with a female deer. They gave birth to a child who then gave birth to another child, right? And then you want to know if the mother and the daughter, not the grandmother, the mother and the daughter, whether you can have a problem with Isav Esmenoy or you don't have a problem with Isav Esmenoy. If at the end of the day, really what it comes down to is whether Choshen Lezerav and Ein Choshen Lezerav, wouldn't it make more sense to argue in the more simple context of is Oisav Esbenoy Noyeg B'scharev or only by the Kavis? Machlokes Chananya and the Chachamim. Why are they arguing in this case? Geshmak Kasha. V'lif like B'choshen Lezerav B'plugdi the Chananya V'Rabban. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why they didn't. Because he pleaded about he have a minah with a tobah for the Rabban and Maidu. No, because they wanted to tell me a bigger chiddush. They wanted to say that not only are the Rabban and Chayish Lezerav, but also the Seva Filo Mixa Seh. You would have thought maybe they don't say Seva Mixa Seh. That you do say Seva Mixaseh. Meaning there's an added chiddush that you see from this machloikas that you want to see. Not a chiddush in the halachas of Choshen Lezerav, but a chiddush as it relates to understanding Oisav Esmenoy. That when it says in the Torah, Shorei Seh, even a Mixaseh. So as long as you're a Mixaseh, that's going to be enough. So if the mother is a Seh, the mother of this behemoth, now this behemoth is a Mixaseh, it's subject to the laws of Oisav Esmenoy. If you're Choshen Lezerav and the father is a seh, that's also going to constitute miktsah seh. The point is, if all they wanted to teach me the Tanoim was the Allah of Choshen Lezerav, they would have discussed the machlokes chanan and chacham. It's a much more straightforward application of this machlokes. The reason they discussed this is they wanted to say an added chiddush, and that is seva miktsah seh. Why is that such a big chiddush? Seva miktsah seh. So, I mean, it's a chiddush. You have this important halacha, but as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, it actually relates itself to many, many, many other sugyas and shas. Tomorrow is very much a hemshech of the Gemara that we're learning right now. We'll stop here, but we'll just end with one ha'ara, one festakash. So we're learning over here the sugya of oisay vespinoy. So there's halacha, it says v'shoyer oisay, oisay vespinoy, loisish chatu b'yoymich. We just finished learning Perek Behema Mekasha. And the context of Perek Behema Mekasha, really the halacha that underpinned the entire Perek, was an idea that if somebody shechts a behemah, shechitas chulin, the behemah is a mu'beres, and you found that now there's an uber. Let's talk about the extreme case, a ben pekuah, which really is a machlokes remain the chachamim, but we pass it like the chachamim, that a ben pekuah becomes mutter with the shechita nama. So if you shechted a mu'beres, and there was a ben pekuah, the halacha is that it's okay. Not only is it okay, you're allowed to eat the ben pekuah. Why are you ever allowed to shecht the behemah mu'beres? Why isn't it a problem of the shayrei seh oisay v'esbenoy loisishcha to v'yaymecha? Because when you shecht the mother, this shechita being chal in the ben pekuah as well. So if the shechita being chal in the ben pekuah, so you shechted the mother. Everybody agrees it's oisay v'esbenoy with the mother. One second. And the child. So the chayyu over a loisaseh in the Torah. V'shayrei seh oisay v'esbenoy loisishcha to v'yaymecha. So all the sugyas in Perek Behema Mekasha, that discussed the lundis. At the end of the day, it is a shechita. It's not a shechita. I hear. So the lundis is the lundis. But at the end of the day, it should be usher. And it's not mashma from Perek Behema Makasha that it's usher. It never said once in the entire Perek that you can't do it. And that the whole Perek is discussing bidiyavad if you did it already. It's mashma, it's something you're allowed to do the katchila. It's clear from that way. And if that's the case, it's mutter to shechta, behema muberes the katchila. The kasha is what happened to the loisase of oisei vesmenoy loisishcha to be a mecha. You know who asks this kasha? The Rambam. The Rambam in Yad Chazakas, it's very rare that the Rambam in Yad Chazakas should ask a kasha, and he doesn't ask it v'im toimar v'yishloimar, but it's clear the way all the Achrayim, B'roshon the Chassam Sofer, explained the L'shoinei HaZohav Shal HaRambam, that the Rambam was very bothered with this question. The Rambam is in Hilcha Shechita, it's Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yitzok, the Rambam, Mutter Lishchot Esam Uberes. It's Mutter Teshechta Behem of Uberes. Says the Rambam, you know why? Because Uber, Ever Me'imayhu. Because an Uber is an Ever of its mother. It's just an extension of its mother. Vim yotzo uber chay achas chitaso ve'ivres ala karka ein shoych tenoise b'yay mechad vim shachet enel. Stating that once the baby is born, at that point you're not allowed to shecht it ein shoych tenoise b'yay mechad. But when the mother is a muberes, then it is okay. Why? Says the Rambam, uber ever me'imayu. Say the Achroinim, that it's clear from this Rambam. This is a Rambam that is discussing the laws of Shechting and Muberes and the halachas of Oysoi Vezbenoi. That the Rambam was bothered with Akasha. Why is it mutal lishchay tesam Muberes? If the mother gives birth, right afterwards, says the Rambam, in the next line, Vim yotzo uber chay achash chitasa, the hifris ala karka in shoich tenoise of yamech. You can't shecht it anymore. Because now you have the halacha Oysoi Vezbenoi, it's shechut of yamech. But when it's in its mother's womb, that it's okay. Mutal lishchay tesam Muberes, says the Rambam. You know why? Uber eva mi imayhu. The teretz is because uber yerachimai. And being that uber is an aver of its mother, so for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. There's two problems with this Rambam. Before we explain the Rambam, there's two problems. Kasha number one, it sounds like the Rambam's answering the kasha according to the Mandam that holds uber yerachimai. The problem is the Mandam and Shas that holds uber yerachimai. It's from the biggest machloikas in Shas. So if that's the case, that's all good if you hold uber yerachimai. What if you hold uber yerachimai? But there's a bigger kasha. The bigger kasha is the Rambam Shita is uber yerachimai. So if the Rambam Shita in Shas is uber yerachimai, what's going on? How could the Rambam say that the reason it's okay to shechta muberes is because I don't see it as an oisle that's benoi? Because uber yerachimai. It's a pella. The Rambam Shita is ubalav yerachimai. There's a Rav Chaim and Sefer on this. Ubalav yerachimai. So l'chari, you have a steer in Rambam. How does the Rambam say that it's mutal lishchay tesam uberes? Because uba eva me'imayu. L'chari, the Rambam Shita is ubalav yerachimai. So l'chari, Chassam Sofer and other achroinim, that it's pashit, that when the Rambam answered his kasha, why is mutal teshechtam uberes? I oisev es benoi. By saying uber eva me'imayu, the Rambam did not mean the halacha of uba yerachimai. Because the Rambam Shita is uber lav yerachimai. The Rambam meant to answer his kasha even if you hold uber lav yerachimai. What then did the Rambam mean to say? Yesh lachkar. The halacha is, if you shecht a behema muberes, and there's a ben pakua, so now the ben pakua is muta b'achila, it doesn't need shechita. Oh, we discussed, are you allowed to eat it alive? The precious drachim, could be it's still going to be Eva min achayishchu because of leisoich al adam, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, or maybe not, but regardless, it doesn't need shechita. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that when you shecht the mother, it's chala shechita in the uber as well? Meaning there's two shechitas taking place. It's one maisa, achas, shtayim zur shamati. It's one act with two chalois. There's a maisa shechita in the mother, and it's chal shechita A, and it's chal shechita B. But there's two shechitas over here. There's a shechita in the mother, and there's a shechita in the ben pakua as well. Or is the pshat, there's one shechita. There's a shechita in the mother. The halacha is that being that the ben pakua is inside the rechem of its mother, so it becomes mutter with the shechita that was done in the mother. But it's not the pshat that there's a separate chaloi shechita that's being chal in the ben pakua. When you shech the mother, there's a shechita being chal in the arm, and in the leg, and in the pastrami, and in the corn. No, it's all one big animal. Everything is together. There's a shechita in the animal. If you're part of the animal, then you come along for the ride. Then you now are included in the heter of the shechita. Is that the pshat in the ben pakua? The ben pakua is just looked at as being part of the mother, or no? Being that the ben pakua is an animal for itself, so maybe you have to look at the ben pakua. You can't just become. So what's the pshat? Pshat is a new chiddush of ben pakua that you shecht the mother. The halacha is it's chal shechita in the mother, it's chal shechita in the ben pakua. If there's two shechitas taking place over here, there's a shechita in the mother and a shechita in the ben pakua, then you have a kasha. What happened to Oysa Ves Benoit? There's two shechitas. How can you do two shechitas? If, however, you hold that it's one shechita that's chal in the entire animal, then you can say, and the ben pakua is included in the entire animal, then it's not going to be a problem. Oysa Ves Benoit. The Rambam held Uba Lav Yerachimai. So you want to know what the lumbus and all the sugi is where we discuss Uba Yerachimai, Uba Lav Yerachimai. Of course, the Rambam Shechita is Uba Lav.
Rabbi Yerachimai. But as it relates to this Chiddush HaTorah, the Chiddush HaTorah that says Kol Behema Asher Behema Techelu, that a Ben Pekua becomes Mutter with the Shechita of the mother. The Rambam held that the longest of that Allah is that as it relates to Ben Pekua, we look at it as if it's Yerachimai. Not because in Shas Uba Yerachimai. In Shas Uba Lav Yerachimai. But the Rambam was explaining the gather of this halacha. The gather of this halacha is we look at the Ben Pekua as if it's the it's an Aver of the mother. It's one of the Avarim of the mother. It's like one of the legs. And just like the leg becomes mutter, not because it's a separate Shechita Chal in the leg, the Ben Pekua becomes mutter, not because it's a separate Shechita being Chal in the Ben Pekua. If that's the case, it's Poshit that there's not going to be a problem. Voice of Esmenoi, that was the Rambam. Mutter, Lishchaita Samu Beres. You know why? Because Uba Aver means. Alumdus says the Rambam. The way Ben Pekua becomes mutter is not that it's chal a separate shechita in the uber. It's one shechita that works for the mother and for the uber. If it's one shechita, then there's no problem of oisei vespenoi loisishchatu biyoy mechad. Either way, this is the Rambam's kasha and the Rambam's teretz. Ezus Hashem, tomorrow we're going to speak out of teretz from Rabbi Yosef Engel in a sefer Beisa Oitzer. And as we'll see, Rabbi Yosef Engel's teretz really puts a lot of what we've been talking about recently together. It ties in Perek Behema Mekasha, Perek Oisoi Ve'esmenoi. It also ties in Eilu Treifis. It ties in the Sugis Abbas of Achalef, and even ties in Yonah Diyoma, a little bit of Purim, right?